a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to us at DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com. And to keep up to date with local indie performing arts, like us on Facebook. Stick around. Eleanor and Erica are here with Femme Concept. And don't forget, Napkin Boy at 3:30 with Nardwire, the Human Serviette presents Doot Doodaloot Doot Doot Doot. It's right here on our turntable. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Bye-bye.
We believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
coming at you, two nasty girls. You're listening to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Erica.
And I'm Eleanor.
And we're just chilling. We out here. In the studio. Having a grand old time. We're gonna talk about some cool things today. We're gonna talk about what's going on this weekend, as we normally do, because the weekend is, you know, obviously the most important time of the week.
Yes. Couldn't have said it better myself.
And I just had a bunch of coffee, so I'm really stoked, generally. Also Catalano's tomorrow, so we're gonna talk a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm.
And Eleanor is gonna drop some knowledge about some things outside of what is going on in this city. So
yeah.
It's gonna be turnt.
Always turnt.
The song you just heard was called Nasty Girls by the band Childbirth out of Seattle, Washington. Julia Shapiro from Chastity Belt is in that band. Just a hero in general.
Yes.
For us. And that song speaks to me on various levels. I feel that I identify very much so with being nasty and also want to promote more nastiness and...
Yeah. Totally.
Not cleaning. Yeah, girls are gross.
Yeah.
Just to let people know, if people didn't know that.
Just an FYI.
Everyone's gross a little bit, but...
Exactly.
There's this assumption that maybe girls aren't, but no.
They definitely are. And if they tell you they're not, they're definitely lying to you.
Definitely lying. Yeah. Important things to know.
Yeah.
Some people just don't know.
That song was the first single on their album that I think is out in the fall.
October 2nd, 2015.
Yeah, there you go. And I'd highly encourage people to go look at the track listing for that album.
It is truly amazing.
Yeah, I'm very excited. It seems like it's going to be very funny. Great, I'm sure. Like,
the album is called Women's Rights LP.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
there's
like,
a song.
Hello.
Okay, there's a song on it called Siri, Open Tinder. Like, just
and I think we all can take a moment and say that I may have participated in that in that verbalization.
Just once or twice.
I may have once or twice called on Siri for my general needs.
Yeah. Just, you know?
May have happened once or twice.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Oh boy. Okay. All right. Or old girl. We should change the phrase to that.
I had a realization about a really interesting thought, like a common phrase today that I want to talk about later.
Ooh, common phrases. All right. Stay tuned in because that's important to know about.
Yeah. What's next?
The next song we're going to play is called Woman's Work by U.S. Girls. And it's a brand new song. I believe she has an album coming out shortly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Woman's Work. Listen in.
We'll be right back.
You're tuned in now to Femme Concept, broadcasting from CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver on the unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia.
Woo!
Yeah, my name's Eleanor.
My name's Erica.
And what was the track we just heard?
Pardon. The track that we just heard was called Female Trouble by the band The Tsunamis from Bloomington, Indiana. Three piece of three women. And before that, we listened to Shanna Cleveland and the Sandcastles, and the song's called Holy Rollers. And she is one of the women in La Luz, and this is her other project that she has going on, and there will be an album coming out from this band as well. Not sure exactly when, but soon enough. And then prior to that was U.S. Girls, Woman's Work.
Yeah. So here on Femme Concept, we play, as you may guess, entirely FemCon music, which basically means that if you have a song, you have four categories, and you have to have two of those four categories fulfilled in order for it to be considered FemCon. What are those categories?
Those categories are the music has to be composed by someone who is self-identified female, produced by someone who is self-identified female, performs in the band, and or the lyrics are written by. And so two of those four categories have to be fulfilled, and that is what deems something FemCon, and that is what we play 100%.
Yeah. So lots of great stuff that we just listened to. It's kind of all over the place, but
we've had this show for like since September, and it's July right now, so how many months is that?
Ten.
So there's a lot of female music out there, so all y'all being like, maybe not, maybe there isn't. Oh, women don't produce. Oh, they also don't do rock music, or they don't, metal. Yeah. The fact that our show has been going as long as it has been and will continue to, totally is a rebuttal to that statement. So,
oh yeah,
just a little tidbit of that right there.
Exactly. So when you were, we were just talking about, like, I mean, it's hard to put labels on things, like, in terms of FemCon and stuff, and, like, a lot of the time I find when I talk to people about, like, something being FemCon, they're like, yeah, well, and we've talked about this before, like, oh, it's like a woman singing or whatever, or like, you're like, no, that's not entirely true. Recently, a band that is from Vancouver, who we're actually going to play a little bit later, posted an update on their Facebook page that was like, stop calling us a girl band. Like, first of all, don't assume our genders. Second of all, people who don't get called boy bands. So, you know, like,
unless, like, boy band. Like, yeah. Unless they're, like, pop.
Backstreet Boys or whatever. Exactly. But even then, you know, it's not in any form of discrediting when it's done that way, usually. Yeah, it's just, it's very interesting, but I don't know, that, like, language is weird, so I was reading this article about the allegations that have come out against Kim Foley, the kind of mastermind behind the Runaways. I don't know, mastermind is probably the wrong word, but anyways, there's members of that band who were a rock and roll band in the 80s, I'm pretty sure it was definitely the 80s, 70s or 80s. And allegations have come out against him about, he's been accused of sexual assault towards the members of the band and various other people. And it's this huge kind of story that's breaking. And I was reading it, and in this one section of it, it talked about one of the girls having a mouth on her. Like, you know how that's a saying, though? Like, oh, that girl's got a mouth on her.
Is it?
Yeah, you've definitely heard, I feel like. Or it's like,
what does it mean, though?
Like, she's loud or like aggressive talks
outspoken.
Back. Yeah.
Okay.
And it struck me that how many times I've heard that phrase and not really thought about it, but it's a phrase itself. It's actually so ridiculous because first of all, yes, like every human being like most people have mouths. Like that's just a regular statement. Plus also like you don't, again, it's one of those things that you don't hear applied to men. Like it's just this another way of like discrediting like female assertiveness or, you know, usually I think probably more often than not, like when a woman stands up for herself, it's going to be kind of classified as like being aggressive or like having a
or the other term that's applied often is sass.
Yeah. Oh
right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
And sass normally doesn't really you don't really, well, I do because I like to talk weird, but like say like, ooh, he is sassy. It's not normally like that. It's like, ooh, she's a sass or she's sassy or whatever. So there's always that like, it's treated as like this extra personality trait that's like controversial, the controversial part of you. Whereas for men, typically it's accepted as like their norm, right?
Yeah. So, well, it just occurred to me how many times I've read that statement or even probably used it, being like, oh yeah, or like had someone say that to me, like, oh yeah, you've got a, like, she's got a real mouth on her, like that one, you know? And I just, I've never heard it in that discriminatory way until I kind of thought about it and realized that A, it's not applied to people of the opposite gender, and B, what, like, that doesn't even mean anything. Like, I'm having trouble articulating my frustration, but
also opposite gender. I know that you didn't mean to like say that, but also just like a tricky way of framing it. But I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, totally.
Language is challenging, obviously, as we're demonstrating right now.
But you just have to
generally in life.
Yeah, the more I become aware, it's just the more you have to kind of look at the stuff that you're taking in all of the time.
Totally.
And question it, because I feel like more and more
having
there
a critical...
are these things that you just accept as normal or you're just used to them, and then you start to dismantle them and you realize that you're doing harm to yourself, you're doing harm to other people, and you're not, you know, it can be hard to catch yourself, and it can be hard when people call you out on things that they find offensive. But ultimately everybody will be better off, I think, if you try to stop using
language. Well, it's just
like
good
that.
To be aware and to hear and what you hear and be critical and even of the things, especially I'd say actually of the things that are deemed normalized or natural or fly past your radar, those seem to be the ones that I personally struggle with the most, because I'm like, I didn't even notice that. Mm-hmm. And that's like classic, right? Like, I didn't even notice. Wow. And then, but if you start to get your lens, start to get your lens, you know, add to your lens and just keep, it's like light, you know, like lights, and then they get different filters, like that sort of thing. That's how I imagine my lens as I've gotten older and become more educated. And it's kind of a way to try to look at the world, but definitely hard. Mm-hmm. Everybody makes mistakes too.
And the other thing, that's the other thing too, is that you can't also expect to be perfect, and you have to
forgive yourself and forgive others, which is sometimes I get all elitist sometimes, not on purpose. It's just that I feel like I have this breadth of knowledge. I have this self-awareness where, like, you know, whatever, why don't you? And then by doing that, that's totally not effective, nor encouraging, nor
well, it just makes people mad, and it makes them shut down and go away and way less likely to have a conversation about with you about why what they said is potentially offensive, right?
It's good to practice though, for sure. Like sometimes like just the framing too and stuff.
For sure.
Really good. It all takes practice. We're all just trying to do a little bit better, and that takes a lot of practice to do that, because everything is so structurally embedded in every little thing.
Anywho.
We're going to play some more moozy. We're going to play, so yesterday, just chilling on the internet, you know.
It's a good place to chill.
I was at work too, but I was working and interneting at once. The internet, which is Sid the Kid, who was in Odd Future, and she has her own band project going on called The Internet, as I had said, and I actually cannot get enough. She has an album from 2013 called Feel Good, and then one that just came out called, I'm blanking, what is it called? What is it called? Oh my gosh, I forget.
It's okay.
It's called Ego Death,
nice.
Which is pretty rad. And it is the grooviest stuff ever. And we're going to play a song called Special Affair coming up in a minute here. What do you have to say there, Alice?
I was going to say that we saw her when we went to see Earl Sweatshirt 2 years ago.
Oh, and
she opened for him. She DJed.
She opened and DJed, and then she also, she DJed his set and played his music.
It was incredible.
She
hyped the crowd up so much. She was playing all of these old tracks that I hadn't heard in forever, and just was the way they were blended together. Like, I have rarely, listen to... Well, I don't know very much about being an actual DJ, but I don't feel like I have very much knowledge, but I have rarely been so into like the opening act in that respect, you know, like mm-hmm. she did such a great job of getting the crowd so psyched for him. And it was, yeah. And she was having the best time.
She was hyping herself. I was yeah. like, if Earl Sweatshirt doesn't come out right now, I'm chilling with that. Yeah. I'm down to just watch her. Like she yeah. kills it.
Yeah.
And this music is so rad. Like, mm-hmm. oh, and she is also, she identifies as queer. So it's pretty rad because her songs have this like element of like, oh, I want to be your girl, or I want you to be my girl. And it's just really nice hearing a female voice
yeah.
speaking from in R&B too, that's yeah. speaking about love or lust or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And it opens up a lot of doors and is really, really rad.
Yeah.
So that being said, this song is called Special Affair, and get groovy to this, you know?
I know what you want. I can read your mind even from behind. And fuck what's in your phone. Let me take you home. I wanna take you home. Cause it's so rare that I'm here. Don't plan on staying too long. So you should come here. Sit your ass on this throne. It's a special affair. Better act like you know who I am. Who I am.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the UBC and Kitsilano area at
Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, The Bike Kitchen, The Cove, Dantry's Pub, Displace Hashery, Limelight Video, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Bar and Grill, Lotus Land Tattoo, Nuba Kitsilano, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
I think a watch you should have hands. Well, somebody's thinking this stuff up. I don't think that's good. The other thing they got is they got robots now making all the automobiles, working at factories and stuff. Don't get me wrong, I think R2-D2 was a great little guy. He was neat. He was funny, he was cute, he was a fine, fine actor. But that's science fiction, that's movies, you know. I don't think I'd like to be driving in the car that was put together by a robot.
And keep sliming. Stuck and sticky with a day's frustration. I need a doobie cruise, get lost in translation. Tokyo, take me, oh, to see the skyline. Picked up a fat sector, you got the supplies. L's at 3 a.m. in the kingdom, moon rise. I'll take you to heaven, straight up in the sky. Still trying to catch a flight, out of shy. But got stopped by the 5 over smuggling drove. Damn, son.
I think a watch you should have hands. Well, somebody's thinking this stuff up. I don't think that's true.
As one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh, everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed back.
Oh, isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah, 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 blah,
blah. Explosion.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag, all types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Ayo, you're listening to Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded Coast Salish Musqueam Territory of Vancouver, B.C.
Whew.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, it's a gooder.
Yeah, we chillin'.
We just listened to a song by the band called Downtown Boys. That song
was called
Future Police.
Yes, it was.
They played here on Wednesday night at the Black Lab. I luckily made it down for their set. I missed the other bands playing, unfortunately, but I think I'd actually seen all of them play before, so not too bad. But holy, they're incredible. They have two saxophonists in their band.
That's so key.
It was amazing.
Not and one, but two.
The front person, she just gives her so much, and she's jumping around, and she's coming into the audience and, like, screaming. Not screaming at people, but, like, shouting her lyrics. And between every song, she would just go off on these kind of rants about different things related to the lyrics or just related to their tour or whatever. And actually, they opened with this song, Future Police, and she was basically talking about how, like, people like the Border Patrol and all of these things are the future police, and they're trying to shape exactly what the future looks like and limit so many things, and that basically everybody who was there and everybody who kind of wants something different have to band together and, like, disrupt this idea of the future police. And oh, it was just so cool, and you could tell that it was so on the fly, like, it wasn't rehearsed. It's just her thoughts as the show progressed, and oh, it was so, so great. So
that's awesome.
I would really recommend checking them out if you could.
They're on a massive tour right now.
Yeah.
So if you're listening from, you know, Tijuana, Mexico, they'll be there on July 16th.
Yeah. It was really great. It's funny because Trash Bait was one of the bands that opened for them. And I was told by someone at the show that they said that that's the best band they've played with on tour. And Trash Bait are from Vancouver, and we're actually going to play them. But yeah, I thought that that was Trash Bait. We're really stoked, apparently.
Whoa.
And I mean, as you would
be. Well, yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, so
rad.
Really, really cool. So
With that little R&B interlude prior to Downtown Boys, we had listened to Bill Murray Jane by Horsepower, who is a female rapper in Vancouver. She's a young girl, and she's pretty rad.
Mm-hmm. Jocelyn.
Jocelyn.
She is a guest on Crimes and Treasons a lot, so you maybe heard her if you've ever tuned into that, but she is a SoundCloud, and she has lots of songs up there.
And they're pretty funny.
Yeah.
Bolly woes.
Yeah, she's great sense of humor, and just, like, really, she had an article on Noisy about her recently, which is pretty
cool.
Awesome, so.
Cool,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then before that, I had played The Internet, the song called Special Affair off of their album Ego Death, which just came out. Can't get enough. Tune into that.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend, lots is going on. There's a party this evening called Don't Trample the Garden, and there are a few bands playing. One of them is FemCon, and we will be playing them later. They're called Swim Team. And there's also Dumb that it will be playing, Soft Haze, Inherent Vices, and Gal Grayson, actually, which will be super rad.
Mm-hmm.
And then Trash Bait is playing again.
They're playing tomorrow night at the Hockey Dads party.
Right. Hockey Dad Records turns 10 tomorrow, so the Railway Club is going to be turned up.
And it's going to be a sauna, so maybe wear your bathing suit. Yeah, I've been seriously contemplating
wearing
it.
I will be wearing my little crappie toppy, even though I don't wear those kind of things, but I probably will.
I was I was in there for a show at night like 2 months ago, so it was like May, and I was dying of heat. I had to leave multiple times.
Wow.
And that was not a live show, to be honest.
This is going to be sick. Freak heat waves, gender dog,
trash bait,
beelines. Check it out on Facebook. Woolworm. Yep.
There's another one too. I can't think of it right now.
Music. Mm-hmm. It's going to be super rad. So definitely check that out tomorrow night. And also, tomorrow's Catalano.
Yes.
So that'll be pretty turnt. Join us at the CITR stage at Vine Street.
Word.
And Skinny Kids will be playing. The Courtneys will be playing. Data Plan, Hot Panda. It's going to be turnt. So please come and join us. And we got a rockin' tent with CJSF, which is the radio station out of SFU. Mm-hmm. And come and join us. It'll be turnt.
We'll be broadcasting live, so...
Broadcasting live, 12 to 6. Yeah.
It's going
to
be a party.
It's going to be great. This weekend is just so sick. I'm very happy with this weekend. And it's not as hot, which is pretty sick for bike riding purposes.
It's quite nice.
Not so good for the tan, but
the tan can take a chill pill for a second.
Yeah, for real. I'm still peeling from my last sunburn. So that being said, rain is the way. Okay, I digress. We are going to listen to a song called Sanitation Engineer by the four-piece female band Trash Bait.
I can touch your mind. All right, everybody. It's another beautiful summer day. Who wants to go to the salmon watching festival?
No!
No! No!
Okay. How about the beach?
No! No, 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 no!
Oh, God, no!
All right. How about...
The Catalano Street Party, Saturday, July 11th on West 4th Avenue from Burrard to McDonald Street. Performances by Yukon Blonde, The Ballantines, The Courtneys, Hot Panda, and many more. Plus, Mill Street Beer Gardens, Etsy Marketplace, Longboarder Jam, fashion shows, and more. It's completely free, so come on down to Catalano on Saturday, July 11th. Brought to you with love by the merchants of West 4th, Remax, and TD Bank.
Tune in every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Cue It Up with your host, Jonathan Koo, for abrasive fight or flight music played at hot, loud volumes, uncooperative songs for things that are not on, punk, noise rock, post-punk, experimental, industrial, and noise.
Yo, yo, yo. You are listening to Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. My name is Erica. Eleanor left me, so it's just a solo Femme Concept for the remaining, what do we have here? 6 minutes. Woo! The song you just heard was called Baby by a brand new band called Swim Team, and this was off their demos, consisting of some friends, including Dorothy Marshall, who is a CITR persona. They will be playing this evening at Don't Trample the Garden. And prior to that, I had played Trash Bait, and the song was called Sanitation Engineer, and it's a single by those ladies who played with Downtown Boys this past week on Wednesday. Make sure to stay tuned in. We've got Radio Zero for an hour and a half, and post that, we have Nardwar the Human Serviette, and then the news. So keep on tuning in to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Gonna leave with you with two songs, and it's by White Poppy, and they are playing this evening at Avenue Upstairs, and the song that I'm going to play is called Confusion off of their Natural Phenomena LP, and right after that, Hush Pup will be playing with White Poppy this evening at Avenue Upstairs, and their song is called Hisyo's Jungle, and this just came out actually about 2 weeks ago, and those will be what I will leave you with. So thank you for tuning in, and have a good weekend, and be safe, and enjoy the rain.